Right now, though, time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCollum with a conversation with some third graders about the end of their school year.
School is ending for many Wisconsin students this week. In an extraordinary year, many had to adjust to online learning.
And good morning to you all. Happy Wednesday. This is the last day I'm going to see you this week.
That includes the third graders at Madison Country Day School and their teacher, Galen Wheezy. I talked with a few of his students over the computer, and they filled me in on what it was like to suddenly go to school online.
I actually kind of like it. I've always wanted to be homeschooled because we live like a half an hour away from school, and now we get another hour of sleep. Hi, my name's Bria, and I'm in third grade, Mr. Wheezy's class. Sometimes when I need help, like before I just needed my dad's help, but he is usually on call, so I had to kind of wait or figure it out myself.
Hi, my name is Gia, and I'm in third grade, Mr. Wheezy's class. Well, I have a few goods and bads, but a good is that through here, it doesn't take too long for me to get done with my work because I can literally just press on the link and then get my assignments instead of searching through my desk and walking to the classroom. I feel like it's kind of a little harder to focus, and sometimes when I'm really bored, I even see faces on the walls and rooms and I'm like, oh, hi there, door.
Hi, my name's Adia, and I'm in third grade in Mr. Reese's class. I guess it's been a little bit busier than normal because my dad and my mom are in meetings like 24/7 almost.
Gia, Adia, and Bria each have parents who are working from home, at an office, or at a hospital. Mr. Wheezy says most of his students have supportive families and are going through similar situations.
I am proud of them because most of my students have two working parents and they are having to do it on their own. Like, learn through my lessons, but like troubleshoot the technological issues on their own and like be on top of their own learning.
Something that I think I've gotten to work on more is in kindergarten, when time was first brought up. Ever since then, I've never really understood time, I guess. I'm not sure why. It just didn't make sense in my brain. But now I feel like from homeschooling and doing it more by myself, now I'm kind of getting the hang of time.
I have a box where I have like random states and countries. And what I try to do is I pick one slip out and it would name a country. Then I try to do some research on that country and learn things about it.
Beyond schoolwork, Adia, Gia, and Bria say they've learned a lot about themselves and their families during this time. They've even achieved some major milestones.
Well, I'm getting active outside a lot more. I'm getting on my bike rides a lot more. Because of the coronavirus lockdown, I got off my training wheels. So that's good.
After Corona, which could be in a long time, but I think I'd be a little more independent. I learned how to do the dishes. I start help cooking. I make the desserts. I do like so much more.
What I help out with the desserts is eating them and eating the food.
I've been trying to take care of my sister whenever I can while my parents have meetings. She just turned 3 at the end of April. After I finish my homework, I just go downstairs, and if she's watching TV, I leave her alone. But if she's spilling toys all over the place, I try to act firm, but most of the times, I end up laughing because she always does something funny to cheer me, my mom, or my dad up.
Another thing that I learned about my family is whenever I came home from school, I'd always bug my parents because I wanted something. But now that I'm at home, I kind of see what they are actually doing during the day. So that's probably why they'd always be cranky when I get home, and then I kind of bother them even more. Well, now I see why they're cranky, and now I think I'm going to be more careful about that.
While the third graders are learning a lot about themselves and enjoying their time at home, there is one thing they really miss.
Friends. All my friends. We still get to chat on video calls, but it's still not like meeting them in person. Whenever we video call, it somehow reminds me that we're far away from each other. If we're actually meeting in person, it makes me feel warm, a warm, fuzzy feeling.
Mm-hmm. It gives you a really, like what Adia said, a real warm, fuzzy feeling when you go on a long break and then you just see your best friend standing in the doorway when you come back to school. It's really nice.
Yeah, I actually think about my friends every day. I'm like, oh, I wonder what my friend is doing.
So when everything is safe, what are the first things that you want to do with your friends?
Sleepover.
Oh, yeah.
And so, first of all, we'd have pillow fights, then mess up all the couches, then eat popcorn, then have movies, then sneak in some chocolate wafers, then brush our teeth together, then eat.
We'd play hide and seek in the basement. We probably have a pillow fight because I'm going to give you a little hint why. I've never had a pillow fight in my life.
Pillow fights aside, Adia and Mr. Wheezy both had some final thoughts they wanted to share.
I think at the beginning, I was all like, oh my goodness, what's going to happen? I'm so scared. But then I kind of learned to calm down instead of freaking out like it was before. I thought the world has gone through all these things before, and viruses and sicknesses haven't beaten humankind yet, so we can probably do it again.
As an educator, I really want to reassure parents that their child is learning a ton of stuff during this time. Even if they're not even doing the lessons that I've provided, just living through this time, having to help out with your family, learning how to communicate via the internet, learning how to be more self-reliant when there isn't a parent to be able to help them all the time. Like, those skills alone are immeasurable.
That was Galen Wheezy, a teacher at Madison Country Day School, along with his third grade students, Adia, Brya, and Gia. They were reflecting on ending the school year from home. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook. I'm Maureen McCollum.
Now, Galen Wheezy is live to talk with us about how his third graders handled this strange school year. And goodness, Galen, you got some inspiration in that classroom.
Definitely. Thank you for having me on today.
Yeah, certainly. Was this attitude pretty typical of classmates? Sad that they are missing their fellow classmates, but also excited to see each other on video?
I think absolutely. I was amazed at, the first day back after we knew that we needed to be learning from home. They were so excited to see each other on video conference, and it was like the first day of school again, seeing all of their old friends via online. And I think, they're all missing each other's company in person, but really, I felt like made the best of the situation.
How about you, though, as an educator, how did you adjust to the fact not only that you have to deal with the curriculum with students from home, but also that the kids are distracted more, they're being expected to help out more at home? How did you handle that as an educator?
It was definitely a quick learning curve in how to learn a lot of new tools to use. And I have to say, my administration did a fantastic job of the way our spring break lined up and using some professional development days to not only make sure that all of us were prepared as teachers, but also to really front load and prepare the families and students. So, it was a little scary at first, but again, that first Zoom meeting that I had with my kids brought me back to, why I love teaching, and I knew that we'd be able to get through it. It's definitely different, definitely a different time, and we had to make a lot of adjustments, but overall, a fantastic time.
You knew that you could get through it because of the kids.
Yeah, I think that's a great way to put it. They showed a lot of independence in their ability to troubleshoot issues as they came along, and an excitement to learn in a different way. That's, I think, one of the odd silver linings was that this change in venue, I think, rejuvenated some of them into the curriculum, and it meant that I had to reinvent the curriculum in a lot of different ways, which made it fun and exciting.
Sure. And they learned it in ways they probably didn't expect to. What do you think? Will this experience ultimately be good for this group of third graders?
I think so. I really do. The crash course that they had to take in learning how to use online documents and being able to share documents with each other and communicate with me, whether it was through email or video conferencing, and doing all of that, yes, with the support of their teachers and their family, but having to navigate a lot of that independently, that's a skill that, you know, will continue to pay dividends all through their schooling career.
Yeah, absolutely. Galen, thank you so much for sharing your experience with us.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Galen Wheezy is the third grade teacher at Madison Country Day School. We heard from him and some of his students about what it's like to finish up the school year during the COVID-19 pandemic. I'm Keely Boltina. You're listening to Central Time, and this is the Ideas Network.